Come together for an electrifying concert experience celebrating the timeless music of the Fab Four. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Go on an extraordinary journey and relive the 60s in high definition with an unforgettable live performance full of nostalgia and good vibes. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. A musical mystery tour that captivates and inspires all generations. Playing May 9th through the 11th only at the Miller Theater. Tickets at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org.
Hey, it's Andre Gardner. Here's your Beatles Minute for the week of July 30th. Paul McCartney had a homecoming of sorts last week and played his second secret gig in as many weeks, this time in Liverpool at the famed Cavern Club, although it's not the original Cavern location. That one closed down in 1973. Right up Matthew Street is the new location where Paul played to a very surprised packed house. He even did an old Quarrymen song, in spite of all the danger, for old time's sake, and launched into Beatles, Wings, and solo tracks, including a couple of songs from his upcoming album, Egypt Station, which is released worldwide on September 7th. Paul also did a Facebook Live Q&A from LIPA, the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, where fans from all over the world asked Paul questions. And a new study commissioned by a senior lecturer from Harvard University and from Dalhousie University, led by two professors of mathematics, has concluded that Paul McCartney, quote, most likely misremembers writing In My Life. According to the analysis, there's less than a 1 in 50 chance that McCartney actually wrote the music to In My Life, which he claimed in a 1980 interview with Paul Gambaccini. But as we know, there can be flaws in studies like this. And personally, I think it's best to leave it to the author himself to determine whether or not he wrote a piece. And that's your Beatles Minute for the week of July 30th. 50 years since the recording of Hey Jude. I'm Andre Gardner.